This is a public service message from the American.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pluto TV is as easy as it is free, and it's totally free. With over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies, finding what you love has never been easier. Just download the app. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The nation's largest egg producer has stopped production at its Michigan and Texas plants due to bird flu in chickens. Ranchers in Texas and Kansas have also found bird flu in cattle and say one person was infected as a result of dealing with the cattle. Dr. Jeffrey Kahn is chief of infectious diseases at the Children's Health in Dallas and says researchers are tracking this closely.
These viruses, they can mutate and adapt to their new hosts. Right now, I think the risk for humans is very low.
The person who tested positive had minor eye irritation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing growing criticism for his handling of the war, including hostages held in Gaza and the latest deadly airstrikes that killed humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. A top war cabinet member in Israel and rival to Netanyahu has called for new elections. After a tornado outbreak in the Midwest and South, storms are on the march now to the Northeast, packed with snow and heavy rain and wind. This is ABC News. Federal safety regulators end their investigation into the steering on Toyota's SUVs.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration closing its 5-year investigation after dozens of complaints that the steering wheel could fall off some Toyota SUVs. It concerned more than 700,000 Highlanders from the 2008 through 2013 model years. The agency finding the problem happened rarely and was likely caused by damage due to collisions. There'll be no recall in Toyota already in 2018, issuing a bulletin telling techs to inspect the steering column when making repairs after a crash. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The company that runs New Jersey's 3 nuclear power plants says it is seeking federal approval to extend their run beyond 2050. New Jersey is trying to become the East Coast leader in offshore wind power, but the nuclear power push could be a hedge against not having enough wind projects available in the future to meet the state's energy needs. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Tuesday was Election Day in Wisconsin. Several mayoral races were decided around the state. Voters in Wausau chose Alderman Doug Denny as the city's new mayor, defeating incumbent Katie Rosenberg by a 52% to 48% margin. In Kenosha, Alderman David Bogdala will replace the outgoing John Antaramian as mayor. He defeated Lydia Spotswood. In Wisconsin Rapids, Matt Zacher will succeed Shane Blazer as mayor, while 26-year-old Austin Hammond will become Menasha's next mayor. He defeated Rebecca Nichols. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson easily won another term, as did Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. two other key votes in Milwaukee from Tuesday's elections.
A massive $552 million school spending referendum in Milwaukee has been approved by a narrow margin, 51-49%. The district is facing a $20 million deficit and said if the spending measure didn't pass, there would be more cuts to schools. Milwaukee City Attorney Tierman Spencer has lost to former Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke. Goyke dropped out of the assembly to run against Spencer, who faced criticism after his deputy was caught doing work for his personal firm on city time. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Statewide, voters approved a pair of amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution in Tuesday's vote. The two change how local clerks can accept outside support during elections. They ban local clerks from taking private funding to support election efforts, and they prevent anyone from third parties from assisting in the voting process. The Republican-authored measures were a response to complaints by former President Donald Trump over the handling of the 2020 presidential election. Democrats say those measures didn't need to be amendments, but rather could have gone through the normal lawmaking process. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Snow continues to fly. It may mix with a little rain this afternoon as high temperatures climb above freezing, nearing 40 degrees. However, winds stay strong, gusting up to 40 miles per hour, which will be blowing and drifting around snow. And flurries continue to fly tonight. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Conversation as we talk issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Of course, happy to be here with you as well. Today's program brought to you by Cenex. Not all grease is created equal. Cenex premium greases are made with high-quality ingredients to provide durable protection. Learn more at cenex.com. On the way here on today's show, we'll have the April episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association coming up here at Segment 2. We're talking sustainable aviation fuel with Lane Howard, the Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers, and also John Delmonte, Vice President of the Michigan Corn Growers Association, joining us here today on AOA. Coming up in segment three, we are going to talk markets, especially the livestock markets, considering all the issues surrounding HPAI and dairy cattle and more. Dennis Smith with Archer Financial Services is going to join us. And speaking of HPAI and dairy cattle, we're going to get an update from Texas with Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller joining us in segment four today. Let's kick things off, though. Joining us now here on the program, we have with us back on AOA, Todd Neely, who just recently named environmental editor for DTN and the Progressive Farmer. Todd, welcome back to AOA. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great. Great to be here, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Todd, we got a lot of ground to cover. I want to start with a brand new story that you have posted on DTNPF.com. We're looking at ag census data and cutting fertilizer use in some of the leading states here across the country. Give us some background and details on this. This is a very fascinating story, Todd.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, we've, you know, the Ag Census has been out for a bit, and so there's quite obviously a lot of data that was released. I mean, you've got many, many tables of data put out from the Ag Census, and so one of the things we decided to look at was, you know, considering all the rises in fertilizer prices in the past several years, we wondered how maybe those things had affected farmers' decisions when it comes to using fertilizer. And so we dug through the census data, and we narrowed it down to the top 10 states where from 2017 to the 2022 census, where fertilizer use cuts had been made the most. And so, yeah, we found out a lot of interesting data. You know, we kind of Here at DTN, we collect fertilizer prices on a regular basis as well. And so we kind of took the two of those things and tried to come up with some sort of a look at what's happened. And also in those states where we saw fertilizer use cut, we then looked also at, you know, the adoption of conservation techniques, no-till and the like. And so, yeah, we came up with a top 10 list, and we found that at the top of the list was the state of Texas. Now, you know, you don't see a lot of corn in Texas. And so, you know, when the number of fertilizer applications are cut, and I think they had around 3.5 million acres cut from 2017 to 2022, you know, considering that Texas is a very large state and a very diverse state when it comes to agriculture. And so they did top the list. And, you know, we had a number of other what we realized is most of these top 10 states also are in the top 10 when it comes to actual fertilizer applications and the number of acres that are fertilized. And so not a whole lot of surprises in this, but thought it really paints a really interesting picture of where things have gone.
Definitely. It's very, very interesting. I was reading through it this morning, and you can find it at dtnpf.com. I want to switch gears a little bit, Todd. I mentioned we got a lot of ground to cover. Plenty of news recently on the ethanol front, biofuels front, between EPA's tailpipe emissions and E15 waivers needing to happen and things like that. And I noticed as well that the Renewable Fuels Association's intervening in a EU lawsuit. What exactly is going on there here, Todd?
Well, you know, Jesse, I think as we've seen in the past several years, the ethanol industry has really had to be quite vocal in you know, making its case about being a low-carbon fuel. And so it doesn't end here at the borders of the United States. In the European Union, there is a maritime regulation that's out there that basically puts ethanol and other biofuels on the same carbon footing as fossil fuels. And we know from a lot of the studies, a lot of the work that's been done here in the United States on that, especially with the GREET model and all those things that are looked at, that ethanol and fossil fuels and other biofuels are really not on the same footing. By and large, ethanol cuts emissions by 40 to 50% when it comes to carbon emissions. And so the RFA is involved in the legal dispute there in the EU to kind of make its case that, you know, these decisions made in the EU are very arbitrary and really not following what the current science says. And so, you know, maritime and seaward vessels, you really don't think, when you think about biofuels, you really don't think about that aspect. But as we're seeing now, you know, with the airline industry and SAF, there's really a lot of potential applications for biofuels in so many sectors of the transportation industry. And so maritime is back on the list, I guess. And so here we are. Mm-hmm. Where that case goes, but RFA definitely sees some interest in that.
There is so much going on in terms of biofuels and things to keep our eyes on. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, though, before we run out of time in the segment here, we're watching Prop 12. You recently wrote on this, California pork prices, I think, up some 20% on average since July 1. There's been talk about this EATS Act maybe not having enough bipartisan support to make it through Congress as we look for maybe a national solution. What's the latest on Prop 12 you're hearing, Todd?
Well, you know, Jesse, we've seen at the beginning of the year the full implementation of Prop 12. And so I think probably what's gone on in California, since this has already been to the Supreme Court, it really is going to take an act of Congress to maybe, you know, set a national policy when it comes to these issues. There's so many big issues involved in terms of, you know, the markets and all these things. And Prop 12 really does disrupt that in a lot of ways. And I think probably if you're looking forward down the road, maybe the biggest concern is, you know, how many other states are going to address this and come up with laws similar to Prop 12. You know, we see one in Massachusetts that's also facing some legal issues. And so I think that, you know, Prop 12 itself will continue to be implemented. And I think, you know, we're, like you said, we're already seeing the effect with pork prices in that state have just skyrocketed. And so how that plays out, I think, is really, really something, you know, going state by state would really be an unfortunate thing for the pork industry. You know, it's difficult. The pork industry is so integrated as it is, and the markets are integrated. And so you hate to see a patchwork of state by state laws. And so that really is the issue going forward, I think, is that, you know, something in Congress probably needs to be addressed on this.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate the time. With that, DTN's Todd Neely. Todd, thanks for joining us, and we will get you back on the show again soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
All right. Coming up next, we were talking SAF a little bit there. We're going to talk more about that with the monthly grind from the National Corn Growers Association on AOA coming up next.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-844-903-1744. 1-844-903-1744. That's 1-844-903-1744.
Attorney Advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcast.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Hard work, long hours, and extreme conditions aren't new. Cenex Premium Diesel meets the demands of today's toughest engines. Premium Diesel to keep you going. Learn more at Cenex.com. Well, right now it is time for the April episode of the Monthly Grind with the National Corn Growers Association, as we're talking sustainable aviation fuel here on the show today. Joining us for the program, we have with us Lane Howard, Director of Market Development for the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Lane, thanks for joining the show today.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me on.
And also joining us as well here on the Monthly Grind, John Delmonte with the Michigan Corn Growers Association, their vice president. John, great to have you back on the Monthly Grind with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Well, let's start and let's kind of set the stage real quick for anyone who is new to this conversation. I think most folks involved in agriculture know what we're talking about, but for anyone who is not, Lane, can you give us just a quick background on what exactly is SAF?
SAF stands for Sustainable Aviation Fuel. It's a jet fuel that we produce from renewable feedstocks, some sustainable feedstocks, such as corn and other renewable products. It's nearly identical in chemistry to traditional petro-based jet fuel. So it can be used as a drop-in fuel readily in the market.
Well, and thinking about SAF, why SAF? What exactly are we looking at here? Why is the aviation industry so interested in sustainable aviation fuel? Lane, if you could maybe add to that.
Yeah, I think as we look back, we've seen the growth of the aviation industry has experienced, so specifically the commercial industry. They've grown in the last 20 years. And they're going to continue to grow in the next 15. And so by 2030, we're looking for 8 billion passengers. And then SAF helps offset those carbon emissions, sometimes up to 80%. And so that's going to be critical for all of those commercial airliners to reach their sustainability goals.
Well, John, what are some things that have happened recently? I know there's been a lot of discussions, a lot of seminars and conferences and more talking about sustainable aviation fuel and its growth. Talk about some of the recent developments surrounding SAF discussions.
Well, as you know, we've had a lot of discussion recently around SAF. I guess maybe first starting with, waiting on the updated GREET model, trying to get the nuts and bolts of what that does in terms of how SAF, we're able to use SAF for lowering their CI score, their carbon intensity score. So there's ongoing discussion about that, what we'd like to see happen there. So that's just kind of been a waiting game for us. But moreover, I think we've talked about, especially, and I guess I'm going to speak from maybe the corn perspective more so, that corn is a very sustainable, ethanol to jet pathway for SAF. Obviously, as the markets are kind of reflecting here recently, there's an abundance of corn. So we know that we have an abundant feedstock for an ethanol to jet pathway. And so we're having more conversations about what it's going to take from our organizations to make SAF a reality when we have eager buyers like the commercial airline industry. So in a nutshell, what I would say we're working on is how can we get SAF production ramped up? What does it take to get us there? And so those conversations are not only, with the airlines, but, we're talking to Department of Treasury. We're talking to EPA, Department of Energy, really trying to get everybody on the same page at the same time to create that smooth pathway to SAF.
Well, I know a lot of those conversations happening around the country, thinking about a recent sustainable aviation fuel conference event in Illinois, where there was a lot of participants from across the Corn Belt. Lane, add some of your thoughts here to what John was talking about, looking at sustainability here and just, the opportunity out there for corn as a feedstock for SAF. Share some thoughts, kind of add to what John was saying, your perspective on how corn could play a role here for SAF.
Yeah, you mentioned, Jesse, that we recently participated in a conference. So John and I were both in the Chicago area at the Illinois SAF conference hosted by the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Illinois Corn. At that conference, we saw a great cross-section of all stakeholders from across the industry. So you had producers, you had feedstock suppliers, you had the airlines, as well as some midstream people who would be critical to the upscale. And from that conference, we kicked it off with Krista Swanson, NCGA's economist, talking about the increase in yield over time for corn production and what that's going to do to position us to be an abundant feedstock. So, you know, as we're seeing, we're already looking at 2.5 billion bushel carryout for corn production. What we need to do is find opportunities for corn to be ground into new products. And so as we see the upscale in SAF, I think that provides a great opportunity for more corn to ethanol and then ethanol to jet to specifically take place in the market.
Well, I know as well that it seems like there is a lot of opportunity here for corn and ethanol to jet, but also we know there are challenges, there are obstacles to make that a reality. So, John Lane, from your perspective, what are some of those obstacles that still lie ahead to make corn-based sustainable aviation fuel a reality? John, do you want to take that first?
Yeah, I think what we have to do is kind of go back in time here a little bit, maybe 20, 25 years, and sort of see where the ethanol industry started out. It took time and technological advancement to make ethanol from where it was a higher price option compared to petroleum, which is where SAF is today. It is a higher priced alternative to petroleum-based Jet A. But with efficiency and technological improvement, we now see corn-based ethanol oftentimes bring the price of petroleum-based fuels down, especially when we talk about auto fuel. Our belief at this point is that we're going to see the same thing happen in the Jet A world. But what it takes is time and it takes development. And so in order to get this going and to get it off the ground, you're seeing many states go to their state legislatures and ask for tax credits that, you know, can either cover the producer or the user or the blender, some sort of tax credit to help bridge that gap between the cost of petroleum-based Jet A and sustainable aviation fuel. And so that's the direction I would say in the short term that we're looking to head, is to bridge that gap so that we can allow for the technological advancement and efficiency to develop in the SAF space. And I believe that once that happens, we'll see a very similar trend to what we have with ethanol, where it's become a very efficient product to use blending with petroleum-based fuels. It's obviously very clean burning. The huge benefit to SAF, which we don't hear talked about quite as much. Obviously, we talk about the carbon intensity, but petroleum-based Jet A now, you know, is a significant pollutant. And we talk about health concerns for airport employees and that work around it all the time. SAF makes sense from a multitude of reasons, but especially when we talk about employee health, you know, at regional airports. So a lot going on, but it's all to say springboard at this point. And really what we're working toward is how to springboard this industry.
Very true. And Lane, we got about a minute. Thoughts from you, anything you want? John's thoughts there to kind of...
Yeah, I think that John really brought up some key points.
We're Howard with Missouri Corn Growers Association and John Delmonte with the Michigan Corn Growers Association. Thank you both for joining us on the April episode of the Monthly Grind. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Coming up next here on AOA, we are going to take a look at markets and the livestock market specifically with Dennis Smith from Archer Financial on AOA, brought to you by SEDEX. Back after this.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-560-3870. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-560-3870. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-560-3870.
To donate the tech from waterproof.
Dairy cattle herd helping to pressure the markets. Meanwhile, hog markets mostly higher as the trade again is looking at the possibility of increasing consumer demand for hogs because of the situation with the avian influenza in dairy cattle. April live cattle down 85 cents to 180.92. April feeder cattle down 255 to 240.95. April hogs up $1.42 to 87.97. Meanwhile, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher. Now, fears regarding avian influenza and the potential for it to spread enough to affect U.S. feed demand did ease a bit, and domestic grain demand remained strong here in the U.S., and that helped to support U.S. prices. May corn up 5 1/4 to 431 3/4. New crop up 3 1/4 to 471 1/4. May beans up 8 1/4 to 1182 1/4. New crop up 7 3/4 to 1184 3/4. May wheat in Chicago up 10 3/4 to 556. Minneapolis wheat May up 12 to 639 1/2. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikin.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Mace to the Courier. Sundstrom & Company, providing quality financial management since 1980.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, and dryers. Strict and Speed Queen. Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your Elsevia Co-op, your Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Information America's farmers and AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And thanks for sticking with us here on Agriculture of America AOA today. Jesse Allen back with you. Today's program brought to you by our friends at SEDEX. SEDEX can help you determine the right high-quality premium lubricants to keep equipment protected for the long haul. Trust your local experts at SEDEX or visit SEDEX.com for more information. All right, now we want to turn our attention to the markets. I'm definitely curious about what's been happening in these livestock markets this week with all the concerns about HPAI and dairy cattle having a pretty big effect on our cattle markets. Hogs have been working higher as well for the most part. A lot to take in here. Joining us now for a conversation, happy to have Dennis Smith with Archer Financial Services back with us here on AO. Well, Dennis, let's start with the cattle market, just with where a lot of news has been this week. I know the cattle had a big psychological effect, it seems, in this market. And here we are Wednesday with both fats and feeders moving a bit lower again. After correct day, so
it's not trading reality. It's trading uncertainty, and the market seems totally convinced that of a major demand scare, which I think is extremely unlikely to develop or to happen. But the market is doing what it's doing, and it's not over yet. The problem is the migration season is really just getting started. From what I understand, it really won't be completed until middle to late May. So cases of this bird flu are going to continue to pop up here and there in poultry flocks, maybe some more in the dairy herd. But there's absolutely no evidence that this will contribute or lead to a major consumer backlash on beef demand.
Well, and to that point, you mentioned kind of the thought there that these cattle markets aren't trading in reality. There's a pretty wide disconnect between the cash markets and the futures as well here with all of this back and forth going on with bird flu and dairy cattle, Dennis, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We are right at the start of a seasonal demand season. The next 60 days is the absolute best demand time frame that there is in the entire year for beef demand. Packers would love to break the cash market $10, and they can't get it done. They can't even break the cash market slightly lower, at least not so far. So the fundamentals remain overwhelmingly bullish from a supply standpoint, and the exception to that is the heavyweight cattle situation. That will not be resolved anytime soon. So the battle is on between uncertainty and demand fears versus a tight supply situation.
What about from a feed perspective here? I mean, we've seen corn and soybean prices too. Wheat prices have all kind of drifted back lower to where we were really before the USDA reports last Thursday. Any thoughts from you from a feed need perspective here as we work into the early part of April?
Yeah, well, my outlook is a bearish outlook as far as for corn prices. I'll just kind of specifically address the corn market, and my outlook is a negative one. I think the acreage number from last Thursday will increase as we get into the planting season. Widespread and highly beneficial rains are occurring in the Corn Belt, and they're in the forecast. So I think the crop or soil conditions are going to be in vastly improved shape for spring planting, and I am negative corn prices moving forward.
I made this comment to someone yesterday, and I love your perspective on this, thinking about that 90 million acreage number in corn that USDA gave us. It almost feels like the trade, this corn market, is already dismissing that number. And so, like, I feels like
the rally that occurred on Thursday. But it's gluten free, so if you're in that number and sort of put it aside right now, with everyone thinking will develop.
With Dennis Smith is here on AOA. Dennis, I'd love some thoughts from you. It's been a different animal here. We're seeing the hog market moving back higher on Wednesday. We got a quarterly hogs and pigs report last Thursday that was fairly neutral, I would say. Your thoughts with this hog market? Are we running out of steam here, getting up above 100 in some of these summer contracts here? Or what's your thoughts in hogs right now?
Yeah, absolutely not. I think this market is really stretching its legs, and it's got more to go. The cash hog market has been up 88% since January 1st. Wholesale pork values are substantially higher than a year ago. Exports are increasing, and it has nothing to do with China. It has everything to do with Mexico. We continue to ship more and more pork this year than we did last year in impressive fashion. They're current. The producers are current. That is, weights are about even with a year ago. And, of course, hog weights start trending lower.
Some of these contracts, and to your point here, it feels like that this is a good spot for producers, hog producers, to really look at their marketing, but maybe even, you know, kind of keep that top side open, so to speak, as they're looking at their marketing plan here, Dennis.
Yeah, well, looking longer term, they want to be really sharp here, especially for the winter contracts next winter as this market moves higher in the summer. And the reason for that is if we change administrations in November to the Trump administration, you could very easily be looking at some renewed tariffs or renewed trade wars. And the pork market has a lot to lose if we get into a trade dispute with Mexico.
Very, very true. Very true. Dennis, we got a couple more minutes here before we run out of time in this segment. Any thoughts from you? Any other thoughts in the grain markets, whether it's soybeans or wheat? Or I know this energy market has been on a tear. Gold has been on a tear. Stocks, of course, have been moving higher for the most part here recently. Any other big notes for you that you want folks out there in rural America to think about watching these markets right now?
Well, you pointed on some interesting topics, and we are always focused on China and the Chinese economy. Is it bottoming out? Is it improving? We know for sure that they've been liquidating their hog herd. So you've liquidated the European hog herd. We are liquidating the U.S. hog herd. They are liquidating the Chinese hog herd. But will China have to come back and buy U.S. pork anytime soon? Well, not soon, but maybe in the second half of the year. But you look at crude oil, you look at copper, gold and silver, these markets are all anticipating improving and strengthening global economic activity. And I wonder if that's what we should be thinking about as well. So those are all interesting things, and they're all bullish toward meat demand.
It almost feels like they're kind of acting, maybe some of those outside markets, as a little bit of a hedge against inflation, but a little bit of optimism to your point as well, that maybe things can improve here globally as we go through the year, Dennis.
You bet. So that would be very positive, especially if, you know, the dreaded recession in the U.S., which never came to pass, if we can honestly feel like we've avoided that completely, that would be a positive.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely would. Well, we appreciate the time joining us here on AOA. I know folks can learn more at archerfinancials.com. With that, Dennis Smith, Archer Financial Services. Always a pleasure to talk with you, sir, here. Thanks for joining us on AOA. We'll get you back on the show again soon.
Thank you, Jesse. It's nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Dennis Smith there with Archer Financial Services. Great to have him join us here on AOA. Give us some perspective in these markets. I know, too, on the livestock side, it was an interesting note that I saw early on the day on Wednesday that the state of Nebraska has issued a restriction on the importation of dairy cattle for a period of 30 days due to the HPAI outbreak. And then in 30 days, that restriction will be reevaluated. Will that cause a ripple effect here across other states? That remains to be seen. We're going to be watching these livestock markets very closely moving forward. And speaking of the HPAI outbreak, coming up next here before we run out of time on AOA, we're going to get an update from Texas with Texas Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. We'll be back with him here on AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Extreme cold temps put your vehicles to the test. Cenex Premium Lubricants can make sure you keep going. Learn more at Cenex.com. Back after this.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR. So, I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, as we examine how the modern cooperative system solves today's biggest challenges. We'll be talking to CHS experts and farmers and ranchers just like you, and we'll learn how cooperatives apply innovation and technology to help co-op owners get more value every day. Join us Around the Table every Tuesday, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more. When news happens in agriculture, or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms, and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Trains are everywhere. You should always expect one, even on private property. Only cross tracks at designated crossings that fit your equipment. If you don't fit, don't commit. Whenever you're operating, secure your load, raise your equipment, and avoid getting stuck or causing damage. Minimize distractions. Remember, noisy equipment drowns out the sound of a train. Unless you're crossing, always keep a safe distance from train tracks. Look, listen, live. For more info, go to oli.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-926-1701. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-926-1701. 800-926-1701. That's 800-926-1701.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel. Learn more at Cenex.com. Joining us now for an update on the HPAI spread across Texas, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is with us. Commissioner Miller, thanks for the time. Let's just start. Give us an update on where things stand with the spread of HPAI in your state.
Okay, well, we had a mysterious illness going through our dairy herds in the panhandle of Texas and West Texas. Took us a little over 3 weeks to figure out what it was. We tested for every known cattle disease we could think of, and then we noticed that there were some dead birds on the dairy farm. So somebody said, well, maybe we should test for bird flu. Well, cattle don't get bird flu. They've never gotten bird flu, but we tested for it anyway, and sure enough, we had a positive reaction. We had a couple of dairies positive in Texas and a couple in Kansas. Now we've got a dairy in New Mexico, seven in Texas, Kansas, Idaho. So it's very mild on the cattle. They get over it in about 7 to 10 days. All the milk was destroyed. None of it got in the food chain, but it wouldn't matter if it had. We pasteurized milk for the most part, and that kills all the pathogens. So no danger to the public. Not enough milk destroyed to disrupt the, you know, supply of milk, so no spike in milk dairy prices. We did have a dairy hand come down with the bird flu. Again, very mild case. He had, like, pink eye. That was about the only symptom. He got over it pretty quick. We have discovered that in humans once before. In 2022, we had a person in Colorado that actually came down with bird flu, but those are the only two cases in the United States. On another note, just a few minutes ago, I announced that Calmaine Farms, egg-producing farm in Farwell, Texas, has an outbreak of bird flu in their chicken flock out there. So we're going to need to depopulate that flock. It'll be 1.6 million birds and over 350,000 pullets, so, and all the eggs that have been produced in the last week. So several million eggs will have to be destroyed too. So looks like we've got bird flu in the poultry flocks, the dairy herds, and one human.
All right, well, we appreciate the update. And Commissioner Miller, I know at this point, stopping the spread, biosecurity is paramount, isn't it?
It is. We may have to start limiting livestock, or at least dairy. We haven't found it in any beef cattle, and the only dairy cattle are the lactating older cows, which is kind of unusual. We don't know exactly what the explanation is of that. The good news, the dairy cattle versus the poultry, we have to destroy all the poultry. But the dairy cattle get over it, so we're not going to have to put down any dairy cattle to destroy them. It's kind of like they had the flu for a week, basically, if you want a very simple description of it.
All right. Well, we'll continue to watch HPAI in your state and around the country. Let's talk about the Texas Wildfires Commissioner. Any updates for us on the recovery efforts from those wildfires?
Oh, sure. And it's right out there where the bird flu is. And by the way, that bird flu, we're pretty positive is spread by waterfowl. And of course, we're in migration season where they're headed back to their northern nesting grounds. The fires are out. We burned almost, 1,300,000 acres, largest fire we've ever had in the state. We lost over 7,000 head of cattle. We'll probably put down or have to sell for salvage another 15,000 to 20,000 head simply because the hooves are burnt beyond healing. Their udders are gone. Real sad. And then probably even for the next 6 months, we'll have to sell cattle that have lung damage from smoke inhalation that won't be thrifting, won't be able to, continue to raise calves. So we've got, we had over 500 houses and barns destroyed in that fire. We had to evacuate 16 schools. Two of them suffered some damage. We had over 120 miles of electric lines on the ground, so a lot of those communities were without power. A lot of those farms not only had no grass, but then they had no water because they depend on well water. That's all back up and running. I don't know how many thousands of miles of fence, probably 3,000 to 5,000 miles of fence that's got to be replaced. And cost on that these days is about $15,000 a mile. So it's pretty devastating. As far as my department, I set up a hay hotline, so we've been coordinating hay deliveries, trucks, finding truckers, finding money to pay for fuel. There's four delivery points in the Panhandle, then we had delivery points all over the state of Texas and other states. We had states like Alabama all the way, across the United States have sent us 17 trailer truck loads of hay. I mean, that's how good people are reaching out. And we've got them from South Carolina, just you name it, Minnesota. People are really good. I set up my STAR Fund, which is State of Texas Agriculture Relief. And that's private money I raise. It's not taxpayer dollars. And we've raised almost $900,000 in that fund. And I'll use that to help those farmers and ranchers replace stuff that insurance or USDA doesn't cover. It'll mostly be keep post and wire, building materials, replace barns. We're going to try to make some of those volunteer fire departments, help them get back whole. They've had a lot of expenses. So we'll do that. That's ongoing. If anybody wants to contribute to that, they can go to my website, TexasAgriculture.gov. TexasAgriculture.gov. STAR Fund is the name of it. And thirdly, I set up a mental health hotline, mental health / suicide hotline, specifically for agriculture folks. It's manned by people that understand agriculture. They have to take 300 hours training. So when you call in, not only will they refer you to a local place where you can get some mental health help, but they'll also inform you of programs at the USDA, the TDA, the SBA, the Farm Bureau, the Southwestern Cattle Raisers, all these programs out there that can help you get back on your feet. So we think that's very important. It's been very successful and very well received.
Well, again, learn more, TexasAgriculture.gov. And with that, we appreciate the time. We know things are busy. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, thank you for joining us, sir. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, my friend. Thank you, and God bless.
And once again, learn more online, TexasAgriculture.gov. We appreciate Commissioner Miller's time today. We are out of time on AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants. Learn more online at Cenex.com. Tomorrow on AOA, we'll talk with Leah Wilkinson from the American Feed Industry Association, markets with Brian Split from AgMarket.net, and much more. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream, I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 74% of young producers said they get their most important agricultural information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you're in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National...
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com.